Welcome to Switzerland in Sound, produced and presented by Bob Zanotti.
Welcome to Switzerland in Sound. This is Bob Zanotti. Margot Kittikar and I have known each other for many years now. She's featured elsewhere on Switzerland in Sound under Interesting People. A few years ago, I visited Margot near her home on the Lake of Geneva. She's a spiritual coach. She's a spiritual person. She might even be willing to acknowledge that she identifies herself as a metaphysician. She's a writer and lecturer and has her own website and blog. We'll talk about that in just a moment. The topic of our discussion today is, has the new age arrived? Things have happened to you in your life in the last few years since we did that first interview down on the Lake of Geneva. What are your latest activities and your latest writings, indeed?
Did we talk about my book, Cosmic and Universal Laws, the last time we were together? I'm not sure.
No, that's a new one.
Yes, I re-edited that book again. I brought it up to date. I added on another over 20 new universal laws. And I'm sure there are a lot more to discover. And I'm working on a couple of projects right now to write more books, but also ebooks. I've written a couple of ebooks in the meantime, which I'm offering for free on my websites.
I have a feeling as we go on, the need for people to find themselves, to find help in finding themselves, gets greater all the time.
Well, Bob, we are going through a major, huge transition period on a cosmic, galactic, and planetary level.
This is the essence of what we'd like to talk about in the next few minutes. I want to go back. I don't want to recite the entire contents of our other discussion, which is also on the website, which we'd like to invite people to hear. But one point that we discussed right at the very beginning is the fact that although it's on so many people's lips, the term the New Age, you didn't like the term New Age for reasons that you explained, but you, as you just said now, we are in a time, some people would go so far as to say, upheaval in society. All over the world things are going on, and we have a list of scandals, wars, terrorism, hatred, intolerance, greed, stupidity, and ignorance at all levels of society that seems to be getting longer all the time. Personally, I refer to it as collective insanity. And you said before that it would get worse before it would get better. Is this what's happening now?
Yes, absolutely. I'd like to read to you, which is very, very poignant, important, and self-explanatory, from the Vishnu Purana, ancient Indian scriptures. This is what they wrote. And listen to this word for word. There will be contemporary monarchs and leaders reigning over the earth of churlish spirit, violent temper, and ever addicted to falsehood and wickedness. They will inflict death on women and children. They will seize the property of their subjects and be intent on the wives of others. They will be of unlimited power, their desires insatiable. People of various countries will intermingle with them and follow their example. The barbarians being powerful, the people will perish. Wealth and piety will decrease until the world will be wholly depraved. Property alone will rank. Wealth will be the only source of devotion. Passion will be the sole bond of union between the sexes. Falsehood will be the only means of success in litigation. And women will be the objects of merely of sensual gratification. Dishonesty will be the universal means of substance, weakness, the cause of dependence, menace, and presumption will be substituted for learning. He who is the strongest will reign. Thus, in the Kali age, will decay constantly proceed until the human race approaches its annihilation, and the minds of those who live at the end of the Kali Yuga shall be awakened and become as crystal clear. The men who are thus changed shall be the seeds of human beings and shall give birth to a race who shall follow the laws of the Krita age, the age of purity. And that's what we're talking about here. And that's what we are experiencing right now.
Yes.
Isn't this true, word
yes.
for word?
Yes, it sounds like a commentary on our present situation. And you mentioned
yes, exactly.
The age of Kali or Kali Yuga.
Kali Yuga, the Iron Age, we're in the middle of it, and we are nearing the Golden Age, the Krita Yuga. But when I say that, that can take another 1,500 years or 200 years or more. I don't know. Nobody knows exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly, as we just said, seems like a commentary on today's world, and it's scary how accurate it is. And do you believe, Margot, that it's still going to get worse?
I think so, yes, it'll still get worse. We'll see worse things happening. And the only way to counteract that is by having as many people awaken as possible. This is why there is a huge movement worldwide, millions of people and groups, individuals and groups worldwide who are moving towards helping people to awaken, to spread the word.
I think of recent phenomena like the Arab Awakening, so-called, and the
exactly.
Occupy Wall Street movements.
Exactly, yeah.
These
mm-hmm.
are the people on the side of the light, we might say.
Yes, yes. They are the ones who are awakening and rebelling and revolting and, yes, screaming for freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the question that always comes to my mind, I have no doubt that there is indeed a large number of people working in the light, so to speak, and working for the good.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I get the impression that they're horribly outnumbered by the forces of darkness.
It is true, yes. And all it needs is about 10% of the world population in order to turn it to the good. That's all it needs. We don't even need the whole of the world population to be in the light. Just 10% is enough. And that's why all light workers are working towards this.
I believe this comes directly from quantum physics, as a matter of fact.
Yes. The thing is that new scientific evidence now, the Western scientific evidence, is proving many ancient spiritual consciousness and beliefs to be true. And this is now giving humanity a new paradigm. Everything that science is now proving to be right comes from the ancient teachings of wisdom.
This is very encouraging, what you said. But I recall hearing some radio, late-night radio discussions from North America, and they had some people on there who did not wish to be identified, except I could hear they were intelligent, they were articulate, obviously well-educated. They proved their identity, at least their occupational identity, by discussing issues in detail about the financial world, business, and so on. And to come to my point, one of them I heard fairly recently, and he said, "I can't tell you my name, but if I did, you'd know exactly who I was. I'm in politics, I'm high in finance and economics, and I'm a Satanist. And I can tell you that there are many, many more of us than there are of you, and we have the whole world in the hands of Satan."
All I can say, Bob, is that it takes one little match to shed light in a huge dark space, room, hall, whatever. Just one little light match. So even if the, as you call them, Satanists or whatever, evil workers, outnumber the light workers, it won't be for long. Because the light workers will not give up. And the golden age has to come. That's the next cycle. And there are millions of people who are working, doing amazing, wonderful things are transpiring, and millions are working towards a more peaceful and just world all over the planet and for world unity and peace. Unfortunately, the media doesn't cover that enough. That is very unfortunate. And one thing you have to remember, and that is that wherever your attention is, that grows. That's the same as when you build a fire and you fan the fire and it grows. Wherever you give your energy and your attention is your energy, that grows. So the more you watch and listen to evil news and bad things happening, the more that will grow because you're feeding it your energy.
Yes, you have to be extremely careful what company you keep, so to speak.
Absolutely, yes. And what you listen to, what you expose yourself to, what you read, you've got to ignore all the other stuff and just listen to and read and give your attention to what is good and promote that.
I think it's largely accepted. You mentioned Vedic science before. The Vedas and their teachings certainly accept the existence of evil, demonic forces. Catholicism, Roman Catholicism does, and other religions, they realize this and acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. Let's dwell a moment on this. What you're saying, and I think it's a very important message, Marco, that if you sit in darkness, literally and figuratively, preoccupy yourself with evil things, with dark things, maybe what you look at on the internet, the kind of literature you read, the kind of movies you go to, the kind of company you keep, if you are spending more time in bars than you are among wholesome activities, then you are wide open. You become a magnet for evil that might even get to the point, in some cases, of demonic possession, which is reported. Conversely, if you avoid these things, if you live and work in the light, literally and figuratively, you have good, wholesome social contacts and do good work. This is the best kind of protection against these evil forces. Is this an oversimplification, or can you agree with that?
It's as simple as that. It is very simple. If I cover myself up with light, surround myself with light, and I'm convinced that it is so, and I have faith, then I have no fear of anything. Nothing bad can touch me.
Speaking of light, it's often used in a figurative sense, but in a literal sense, light can do a great deal. I know it's even used in psychotherapy, in places, for example, in Scandinavia, where I lived many, many years ago. It's very dark and gloomy up there during the wintertime, and people literally light candles everywhere. They have them in the offices and the hospitals. They have them at home, in the kitchen.
That's right, yeah.
And also from a metaphysical point of view, I know that light, candlelight especially, is very good at literally destroying, burning up, and dispelling any kind of negative energy that one might have around them.
Yes, that's right. And all, you, if you just think you want the negative energy to go away and you surround yourself with light, with good energy, positive energy, that happens. It's as simple as that, but people don't believe that or don't understand it or don't have the faith.
What simple things, beside the candles, of course, and good thoughts and watching what company you keep and where you go and what you do, I mean, what other important tips can you give people to protect themselves against the immense negative forces that we have today?
People are living on different dimensions right here on Earth right now. And you have someone who doesn't even think about the dark forces, that is not even aware that they are there, is never touched by them. And then you get someone else on the other side who's full of fear and thinks and talks nothing but about the dark forces. It's all in your mind. If you have faith in a higher force, in your higher self, in God, in good energy, in around you, in the universe, which is good, you can't allow the dark forces to enter your world, to enter your energy.
There's a lot discussed today about so-called spiritual or psychic vampires. In the sense of people, we all know them, who they walk into a room or you meet someone, there's just something wrong. There's something that bothers you about these people. They
yes.
rob you. You feel drained and totally exhausted in their presence. They're literally soaking up your energy, like vampires. These people exist, don't they?
They do, yes, they do. And you just have to protect yourself from them. And you protect yourself instinctively. You walk into a room and you meet someone and you shudder and you talk, you don't like this person. And you meet someone else and you like them and you are drawn to them. You feel it when someone drains you. When you are spending time with someone and you feel drained afterwards, that's a sign for you. You feel exhausted. That's a sign for you to stay away from them.
Better find a new friend.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's time to drop the ones. It is time anyway now for new paradigms in every way. It's time for us to change our ways of thinking, our friends, anything and everything that makes you feel bad, that stops you from moving forward, from growing.
I'd like to get into this key word, the subject of change, in just a moment. But before that, I'd like to get into something else you've just brought up, really, and that is what I would call intuition. Mm-hmm. I believe that people are equipped with intuition, which really is their guide. Some people call it a guardian angel or whatever, the inner voice. And a lot of people don't realize how powerful a guidance intuition is. It's a tool we can use. But does it have to really be cultivated, or do we all have it?
Yes, as you know, I've written about that in my book, Visions Unusual. I've written about and I have it on my website, mindempowerment.net. And this is what I do. I train people to develop their sixth and seventh spiritual senses. We have five physical senses, and the sixth is the intuition, which is spiritual sense because it's non-physical. And the seventh is the higher mind, which is again non-physical. So the intuition is not developed with everybody, but it can be developed. It's a muscle that can be developed.
It doesn't require any particular religious conviction, does it?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. Anything spiritual that I talk about, spiritual growth, has nothing to do with religion. Unfortunately, a lot of people, when they say spiritual, they mean religion, but it's not.
Yes.
Not in my books.
Yeah, spirituality is another issue, really.
Yes.
Religion may be the packaging of spirituality, but spirituality is really the product.
Yes, in many cases, perhaps even wrong packaging.
Yes. What about the question of meditation? This is a word which is used and abused. A lot of people think by sort of daydreaming, they're meditating. Others think you must do all kinds of incredibly complex and disciplined mental exercises to meditate. How do you define meditation and its importance in developing our spirituality?
Meditation is simply going inwards, self-reflection, going inwards and quieting the mind away from every worry, every physical problem that you have, anything and everything physical that you think about. It's being in an empty space where you can then allow yourself to be in touch with the spirit.
So really it's the material world which is causing us all of our problems. If we shut that off and just go within, we will find the so-called inner bliss.
Yes, because we are spiritual beings after all, and we have, and what we've done in the past thousands of years, centuries, is we've gone away, we've shut away the spiritual world. That's what the Western world has, and Western science has done. And now we're going back to that, to discover and to acknowledge the fact that we are spiritual beings, having an experience in a physical body.
Right. We're not a body with a spirit, we're a spirit with a body.
Yes.
Let's go to that subject of change. I know this has always been a big one with you. In fact, one of your first books, if not the first book I remembered, was You and Change, which I read and I found marvelous. I believe it's still available. And your thesis is what, Margot? How would you express the importance to you of change in our lives in the sense of developing us spiritually and as human beings?
Well, the way I see it is that all life is about growth and change. Do you look around you and see anything at all that stays as is forever? Nothing. Everything is changing all the time. So since everything is changing and growing all the time and then decaying and starting again, this is what life is all about. And anybody who wants to hold on and stagnate to anything is really going against nature.
When we talked before, you and I have talked many times over the years, and others agree too, that change is coming, evolution is coming, the old values are kicking and screaming, and they don't want to let go. This is perhaps an explanation for all the mess that we mentioned at the beginning of this discussion. How long is this going to continue before the light starts really to shine?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And it all really depends on us, on the human family, and how we behave. Because the longer it takes for the light workers to reach that, the number that is required, the more problems we will have and catastrophes. So no one can really tell you when it's going to be.
So in other words,
although the Mayan calendar says, you know, 2012 it stops, it doesn't mean that the world is going to stop at 2012. We're going to move to other dimensions.
So this is very important. You don't see this Mayan calendar everybody's talking about, which ends apparently on December 21st, 2012. This is not the end of our world. We're not only going to burn up in fire.
Not.
Something major is going to happen, but we really don't know what.
Absolutely not. As I say that when, you know, humanity is moving now to develop the sixth and the seventh, to be more spiritual beings, to be soul people, you discover your soul, you become a soul person. When you develop your intuition in your higher mind, you become a totally different person.
Mm-hmm. I can't help but think that, to use this term, the New Age, which you don't like, and I'll ask you in a minute why.
No, that's
people
fine.
Are saying,
you know, one talks about new paradigms, new world,
okay.
Whatever.
So you're not against the words the New Age. I think you just didn't like the application.
It's not valid anymore. Yeah. New Age, it had a negative connotation before because people looked at New Ages as being a little,
Floating
around, spaced out.
Out,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And now everyone is picking up, every coach and everyone is a spiritual
right.
teacher and everybody is into learning about this new paradigm. Everyone is talking about new world and new paradigms and the shift. There are many people working towards this.
This date, December 21st, 2012, do you see any connection to what people used to call the New Age or the new dawning or whatever?
No, I don't put the New Age in connection with this particular date because I think that we've been going through the process of going into the New Age for a long time already, for many decades now.
Okay.
And we'll continue.
So we'll just, December 21st will come and go and we'll just have to see what happens.
If yes, anything. You remember when they had that, what was it, the 2000K
yeah,
about the computers
the 2K,
breaking down
yeah.
and everything?
The
yeah,
end of the world,
happened.
Yeah. The whole world
Did
would be shut down.
Did anything happen?
No, nothing.
No, right.
Of course, a lot of engineers took steps to make sure it didn't. We have to remember that too.
Well, that's the same thing now also. A lot of light workers are very busy taking steps to make this not
so
happen.
So there is this force of light, these workers in the light there that are. They're out there, they're working.
Yes,
yeah.
Helping people to evolve. It's very important that people understand that life is all about evolving. And the time now we are evolving into becoming spiritual beings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In the past, you have been, and even in this discussion we're doing today, you've been a bit critical of the negativity that the media tends to focus on. You know, there's an old joke in journalism, and I am a journalist, good news is no news. And this seems to be the credo of journalists. But if we look at this with a positive vision, isn't really the job of the media to uncover the wrongdoing, which is so rampant in our world today as a counterweight against all this lying and cheating and deception. Isn't that really the dharma, the purpose of the journalist?
Absolutely. I'm not saying that all media is bad. It's very good now that we have the possibility to see what's going on all over the world. And CNN is very good at uncovering a lot of information that the whole world should know about. The CNN has one particular program that I love watching, and that's about CNN heroes, where they introduce special people from all over the world, from all walks of life, who are doing special things in their life to help people. It's all about helping and serving people, doing good. And I've caught myself crying a few times watching this program.
Mm.
Because it's so inspiring, it's so full of love, it's so full of heartful. And if they would bring more of such programs, I think it would do the world a lot of good.
Well, maybe
everybody
this is,
watching, yes.
Maybe this is part of the positive evolution we've been discussing.
Yes, yes.
I believe mm-hmm. the BBC World Service has been doing something similar, and I'm sure others as well.
Yes, it should be more in the mainstream.
I am one of apparently many, many people who looks at clocks by chance. I look at my computer clock. I look at my kitchen clock and something says, you know, draws my attention and I look at another clock or a digital clock as I'm driving, and all of a sudden it says 11:11. This doesn't happen once. It happens to me almost daily, and this has been going on for a very long time. There are various theories. Everyone seems to think it has something to do with the spiritual realm, but nobody seems to have an authoritative explanation. What is your take on this phenomenon of people seeing 11:11?
I don't know. I think that it's considered like a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call, and one says that some fun-loving spirit guardians and angels are prompting this in their way, so that to wake up people, to make people see something, to, like you now asking, what is this? What does this mean? Yeah.
I've heard it can also be a sort of an affirmation that we hear your prayers, we know you're there, we want to help you. This is more or
perhaps
less what you're saying.
Also. Yeah. Perhaps also, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A very Swiss subject, but also very international and very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the World Economic Forum meeting yearly in Davos? Some people who take a dim view of it say all of the people who are causing the problems in our world congregate there every year. Other people say it's the only hope for the world that we will find some sense. What is your opinion of the WEF?
I don't think I agree with your first. I think they're there for their own benefit. It's not for the benefit of the people, the world people.
These are not workers in the light.
No, I don't think so. Perhaps there is one in between. I don't know. I don't know exactly. I don't follow it anymore. I don't follow these things anymore because I don't believe in them. I don't believe in the politics. They're there for their own agenda that has nothing to do, really speaking, with the good of, for the people.
Selfishness and greed.
Yes, that's what I believe, yeah.
Margot Kirtikar, spiritual coach, thank you very much. For Switzerland in Sound, this is Bob Zanotti.
If you want more information about Switzerland in Sound, check them out online at www.switzerlandinsound.com.